A reading from the scripture of Gospel of John. Several people who had been listening said, "Surely he must be the prophet." And some said, "He is the Christ." But others said, "Would the Christ be from Galilee?" The scriptures say that Christ must be descended from David and come from the town of Bethlehem. So the people could not agree about him. Some would have liked to arrest him, but no one actually laid hands on him. The police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, "Well, why haven't you brought him?" The police replied, "There has never been anybody who has spoken like him." So the Pharisees answered, "You have been led astray as well. Have any of the authorities believed in him? Any of the Pharisees? The sabble knows nothing about the law. They are damned." One of them, Nicodemus, the same man who had come to see Jesus earlier, said to them, "But surely the law does not allow us to pass judgment on a man without giving him a hearing and discovering what he is about." To this they answered, "Are you a Galilean too? Go into the matter and see for yourself. Prophets do not come out of Galilee." Then they all went home. Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third. Are you the manager? Yes. Then you should know the players' names. Who's on first? Yes, I mean the fellow's name. Who? The guy on first. Who? The first baseman. Who? The guy playing. Who's on first? I'm asking you, who's on first? That's the man's name. This famous dialogue from Abbott and Costello demonstrates the pitfalls of true dialogue. Abbott and Costello are talking to each other, but they have no clue what the other is saying. They have no frame of reference to have true dialogue. Abbott knows the truth. He knows the players' names are who, what, and I don't know. So he figures he can just tell Costello without giving him a frame to put his dialogue in. Costello sincerely wants to know the players' names, but he can't figure out why Abbott only answers him in riddles, or at least it seems riddles to Costello. In today's gospel, the Jews who have seen Jesus and heard him preach are amazed at what he has told them. They want to know if he could be the Messiah, the Christ. At the very least, he must be a prophet. But like Costello, the Pharisees answer, "How can you even consider him a prophet? He has come from Galilee. He has fulfilled none of the prophecies. He's not descended from David. He hasn't come from Bethlehem." The Pharisees have closed themselves off from the possibility. Costello couldn't understand what Abbott was telling him because he couldn't think outside the box. The words who, what, and I don't know couldn't possibly be names. Jesus couldn't possibly be a prophet. He came from Galilee. Nothing good can come from Galilee. And so at the end of today's gospel, everyone just goes home, each to their own house, alone, cut off from further dialogue, from a chance to be enlightened, from possibility. True dialogue must take place with both sides open to the possibility of the other's truths. How many times have we walked away from a dialogue because the other party wouldn't listen to us? Have we taken the time to listen to the truth that resonates in the other? Or do we just want to make our point and have them accept it? If we are to preach the gospel, we must be open to the possibilities. We must hear what the other is saying. Only then can we reveal to them the truth that is Jesus Christ. In the gospels, when Jesus talked with people, he listened to them. He heard what their hearts were saying. When he talked with the woman at the well, he heard her cry of aloneness, her thirst for something more than the life she was living. And he was able to answer her need. Our world is full of people who need, people who are empty, people who are hungry and thirsty. And their needs are not always physical. Many more times, they are spiritually empty. Spiritually hungry. We can fill emptiness with hope, with the hope that is Jesus Christ. But we must not be afraid to open to true dialogue and hear the truth of their hearts.